South Dakota State University announces plans to build a new American Indian Student Center as part of the Wakini Initiative. That means new beginning, and the program is designed to boost Native American enrollment and success. They're using revenue generated by land that's part of the South Dakota Permanent Trust Fund as base funding for the initiative. SDSU President Barry Dunn yesterday afternoon announced additional support.
It's my extreme pleasure to announce that our university is the recipient of two game-changing commitments, gifts, to SDSU in support of the Wakini Initiative. The first is a $4 million commitment to build a new state-of-the-art American Indian Student Center in a prominent location on campus.
Another $100,000 will go towards scholarships for South Dakota Native American students. The funding comes from an anonymous donor. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard says the new student center will be a tremendous addition to SDSU. He imagined how difficult it must be for new Native American students.
If 99% of their fellow students don't look like them, don't relate to their cultural experiences and historical backgrounds, how easy it would be to say, this isn't for me, I'm going home. And the Wakini Initiative and this new student center and the relief that the scholarships will bring from financial pressures helps us avoid that very thing.
SDSU student Marissa Hare from Flandreau says the new permanent center will benefit Native American students.
The American Indian Student Center will be our second home, a place where we meet our peers, where we laugh, where we gather, where we eat together, and where we support one another. And we become one big family here at SDSU, and having that new standalone building at the center of campus gives us as American Indian students the feeling of everyone believes in us and the feeling of we belong here.
The Native American graduation rate at the university currently only 20%.